This is the Attraction Factor with Pam Thomas on Empower Radio. 30 minutes to supercharge your life, move past negativity, and reclaim your personal power. Now, here's your host, Pam Thomas, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the Attraction Factor. It's so great to be here with all of you today, and I am really excited to have join me nationally recognized psychic medium, Stephanie Barton. And in just a few minutes, Stephanie and I are going to be discussing how connecting to spirit supports you in connecting more deeply with yourself and in creating a more enriching and fulfilling life. But before I bring Stephanie on, I'd like to share with you the Attraction Factor tip of the week. And that is rewire your brain. And I think it's summed up best by Don Miguel Ruiz, who has written The Four Agreements. And he said, "I no longer agree to treat myself with disrespect. Every time a self-critical thought comes to mind, I will forgive the judge and follow this comment with words of praise, self-acceptance, and love." You know, what we say to ourselves about ourselves can cause just as much damage, if not more so, than what any other person could possibly say about us. So if you catch your judge saying negative things, I'd like to encourage you, within 2 seconds of hearing it, say something positive about yourself. Replace it with something positive so that you stop the damage from occurring. We all have the capability to rewire our brains, should we choose to. And now it's my distinct honor and pleasure to introduce to you Stephanie Barton. Stephanie is a nationally recognized psychic medium who communicates with the angelic realm. She is a Karuna Reiki Master Practitioner. She's also the author of some amazing books, one titled Angel's Insight, that it's a book that was inspired by messages, and another book called Wonder Wings, a children's book that introduces archangels. She's recorded 2 CDs, Angelic Notes, Meditations for Life, and Angel Heart Meditations. She currently hosts a best-selling coursework in the fields of angels, healing, intuition, and spirit guides on the Daily Om website. And her website, angelsinsight.com, details all her events, her interviews, the services she offers, and some videos that she provides. And she recently premiered a YouTube channel, Angels Insight. For more information and more informative Q&A videos regarding angels, healing, and spirit. So I encourage you to check her channel on YouTube out. Angels Insight boasts a Facebook page with a following of over 12,000 people. And I love the fact that Stephanie lives in my hometown where I grew up, Leawood, Kansas, with her husband and 3 children. And various critters, so we are definitely kindred spirits. For more information, I want to encourage you, don't just check out her YouTube channel and her stuff on Daily Om, which is amazing. Go over to her website, angelsinsight.com, and be sure to check out all the things she has to offer. And if you forget that URL, it is on my page, the Attraction Factor page, on empowerradio.com. Stephanie, welcome. It is such an honor to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It is a tremendous blessing for me, Pam. I'm truly honored as well.
Well, you know, I love your work on the Daily Om, and that's one of the things that kind of compelled me to reach out and ask you to be on the show. And, you know, I've read some of the things that you've done in terms of the angelic realm, and I am really curious, when did you become connected to spirit, and how did you become connected?
Well, I think that I know that we're all connected to spirit. So when did I become connected? Well, we always all have been. I think for me, how I really conceptualize it in my mind is, when did my willingness to honor and recognize that connection to spirit develop? And for me, that happened when I was in my 20s. You know, as a child growing up, I was very open and never questioned the connection that we have to spirit. And all children are similar in that regards, because, as I said, we're all connected. Mm-hmm. But then because of judgments and because of condemnation from the church and a lack of understanding on the part of my well-intended family members, I pretended that connection no longer existed. I hid from it. I ran from it, you know, like Jonah running away from his mission. I just turned my back and I said, no, I don't see those things. I don't feel those things. I don't know those things anymore. But by grace, I was still connected. It wasn't, again, until my 20s when I was willing to recognize that connection. And it was in that moment that what had been a curse became my blessing. And I think that's true for all of us. The things we consider our curses are the things we haven't yet claimed. And the moment we align with them and empower ourselves to acceptance, then those things become our blessings. And so for me, that was in my 20s when I was able to go out on my own. And then also when my mom made her transition from her physical body into her life as a spirit, because I did want so desperately to still have a relationship with her. Mm-hmm. I said, my desire to feel love is greater than my fear of judgment. So I will claim what is mine and I will step into power. And I experienced communicating with my mom and then the door flew open.
Wow.
And the rest is history. But it was a very transformative experience. And I think for me, that moment of power came when I realized my desire to feel love and my desire to connect with someone I lost was far greater than the fear of judgment. And even that fear of hell that was being placed upon me. You're going to go to hell if you see these spirits. So you're going to be separated from God. And I felt I am separated from love now because I've disallowed for spirit's gifts. So I claimed those, and then my life changed forever.
Oh, that's, you know, that's amazing. And it resonates with me personally because as a young child, I was told that that's what I was feeling and seeing and hearing was strange. And and that judgment piece plays such a humongous role in squashing what our true gifts are. So, I love what you've said, and I really would love to know, how has being connected to spirit helped you to connect more with yourself?
Oh my gosh, it has gotten me out of my own way in so many instances. Because I'll tell you what, there are people around that can, you know, trip me up every now and then, but I am by far the biggest obstacle in my own way on many, many occasions. So being connected to spirit has given me an ability to laugh at myself. It has given me a lightness. I tend to be a very perfectionistic person, and I'm always striving and always, you know, I was a straight A student and wanted to make everybody happy and wanted to do everything right and get straight A's on everything, you know, just always performing. But it wasn't until I learned the acceptance, to accept myself and to accept the spirit within me, that I was able to really find peace in my life. And then from there, interestingly, I was able to accomplish more, and I could feel good about what I accomplished. I could receive compliments. I was able to let go of some things that before I really held against myself. So connecting with spirit ultimately gave me the grace to receive love and to connect with myself. And it was it's an ongoing process. You know, we all have our days when we struggle, and we all have those moments when we question, but I never question spirit. I never question spirit. And that's really what helps me get through those times when I'm in my own way.
Yeah. And that's a huge one. That's a huge one. We all stand sometimes as boulders in our own path. And understanding that we have the power to move out of our own way is really a great tool to know that we have in our toolbox. I love it.
It is.
And benefits. Go ahead.
Yeah, it benefits us tremendously. And when we're able to realize that the way we see things, and this is one of the reasons I love my angels so completely, is when we can allow ourselves to see things from an angel's eye view, or to view things from spirit's perspective, the very issues that we believe are so serious and so insurmountable, when you see those from on high, they're just mere pebbles in the path. And so that view can help us transcend and rise above the fears and the obstacles that are seemingly in our way. And from the ground level, they are in our way. But when you go up a notch, when you take it to the higher vibration, and when you take it to the angelic point of view, those are no longer obstacles. Instead, they're interesting pieces that can help us grow and become more creative.
Absolutely. It sounds to me like really connecting with our higher selves as well.
It is. And I
you
think
know,
every...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you've mentioned a couple of really great benefits, you know, getting out of your own way, really connecting and being able to see things from a very different perspective, which I think in and of itself is a great benefit and gift. What would you say are some of the other major gifts that occur when you connect with spirit?
It helps us to understand things not in a literal sense, but in the spirit of intention. And that's mm-hmm. one thing that has delighted me repeatedly about the way spirit works. So if in your life you're focused, well, here's an example. It was about a year ago, I was really in a place where I'd been working, and I felt like I needed a little support, because at that time I had lost my assistant and was looking for someone new. So my intention that I kept putting out to the universe was I'm open to receiving some support. And I, you know, held that in meditation and kept that concept of support in my heart. Well, it was not a couple of hours after I had done a meditation where I was focusing on receiving support. Then my daughter walks in with a pile of laundry, and she had my bra on the top. And she says, "Here, Mommy, this is yours. It's for your support." And it gave me the biggest chuckle, because I thought, thank you, universe. You've gotten me out of the seriousness of it, and here's some support. And immediately, I got out of my way, because I let grace and ease and lightness and joy. And it wasn't, you know, a couple of weeks later, and I had a new assistant, and she's been the biggest blessing. But I think it was bringing that lightness and spirit helping me to get out of my way.
Oh,
and to
gosh.
Receive a different kind of support. And that's the stuff that happens when we open to the beauty and the creativity and the lightness and the joy of spirit. So it's wonderful.
That is awesome. And I love that story. I mean, it wasn't exactly the support you were asking for, but.
No, but it was definitely. Support. It was absolutely support. Yes. Yeah, and if I'm wanting to focus on abundance, you know, we think abundance, I just go into my living room and I look at the Barbie collection and I say, there's proof of abundance. Or you step outside and you try to count the blades of grass. There's abundance. We live in an abundant universe, and the proof of that is everywhere. But I think we get so stuck on seeing abundance as one particular thing. And when we can expand and allow spirit to teach us the many forms of abundance, then we truly realize that there is never a need to doubt. There's never a need to be afraid. There's never a need to believe in lack. Everything we need, and I mean everything we need, is always right here. It's simply a question of being willing to receive it and willing to recognize it when it shows up.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, you raise a really good point, particularly with your story. that just makes me laugh. because when we are in that place of heaviness and that place of negativity, it is really difficult to see abundance, because really all we're seeing is that negativity.
It is.
And that heaviness.
It is. But it's in those moments that we really can call forth on that mm-hmm. spirit of love, the angels, to mm-hmm. help us see things from a different perspective. And I find too, and this is something that I think is really powerful, but you know, maybe a lot of people aren't aware of, when I'm feeling stuck and I can't see things from a different perspective, emotionally or spiritually, I will literally put myself in a different physical position. And the thing I usually do is I'll get down on the ground and I'll look up and I'll look at the ceiling. And usually I see cobwebs that I didn't want to see. It puts me into a place where I say, you know, I don't have to really change anything except just the way I'm looking at things.
Yeah.
And immediately that will shift mm-hmm. because it gets me to seeing things differently, and then I think things differently, and then I notice different things that were always there. I mean, the ceiling was there, the cobwebs were there, everything was there. It's just I hadn't noticed it. But as soon as I changed my body, as soon as I changed my position, I could see this whole new aspect that I hadn't seen before. And then instantly that helps me think differently. It helps me take a breath. It gives a window of grace mm-hmm. where spirit can move and the angels can transform. And it's powerful and it's simple. Oh, it doesn't require any spiritual belief. You just lift your head or you close your eyes and you open them in a different part of the room. It's those types of things that are so simple but so powerful in helping us to see and experience our lives much differently.
I love that. And that really does resonate with me. I know because when I'm in a place of fear, what helps is to stand up.
It does.
Just to stand
Literally, yes.
Yeah. Just to stand up and stand, either stand in one place or walk around. It changes the perspective and it makes me feel stronger and more powerful to stand up. Yeah.
Yes, so you put action into it.
Yeah, absolutely. How does, you know, you've got somebody sitting in front of you who says, "Hey, Stephanie, I really, really, really want to connect with spirit, but I don't know how." What do you tell them?
Take a deep breath because you're connected to spirit. Well, I think the first thing is you've got to change the way you think about spirit and change your definition of what connecting to spirit is. I think, like many things, most of us believe that if you're connected to spirit, it means you're seeing dead people walking around and you're walking on a cloud and you're bringing people back from the dead. I mean, we tend to be very extreme in our perspective. Mm-hmm. But connecting to spirit is feeling joy because you watch a butterfly flitter from the flowers. And being connected to spirit is recognizing that you don't have to remember to be angry. And being connected to spirit means you can laugh at yourself. And then from there, you start connecting with your own intuition. So being connected to spirit is not a set in stone kind of experience. It's the process of life. It's the recognition of the beauty of life. It's an acceptance of the greater good working through every situation. Connecting to spirit is a point of view that allows for inspiration. It's a way of living that accepts growth and change and can be at peace even in the midst of chaos. That's what connecting to spirit is. And then as you connect with that, then you start experiencing the love of the angels. And then you can start being recognizing of a spirit guide. And you can start receiving messages from those who've passed on. Those things are really just their side effects. Because the true benefit in connecting to spirit is receiving self-love. Mm-hmm. All the rest is nice, but the true gift is being at peace in our own hearts. And being at peace with ourselves. Because once you're at peace with yourself, then you can have peace on earth. And once you've experienced self-love, then you can truly experience the love from another. But you cannot expect anything on the outside until you've first given it and received it from within. And how you receive it from within is through spirit.
Yeah, yeah. So would it be safe to say that when one is not feeling that self-love and is feeling maybe chaos, place of maybe negativity, that they're not connecting with spirit?
Yes, and people ask me that all the time. They're in a place of grief, and they've lost a parent or they've lost a child, and they have neighbors who have dreams about their child who's passed, and they think, well, why would he connect with that person and not with me? Or why does everybody else have intuition and I don't? Meanwhile, that person is not sleeping and they're not eating and they're beating themselves up and they're riddled with guilt and racked with fear. Mm-hmm. Not because spirit isn't connected. It's because they have not connected and nurtured and loved themselves in those moments. Mm-hmm. So I always encourage people to be very gracious with themselves and to honor their own needs first. And then the stronger that we get, the more strongly we feel connected. Again, it's never about spirit connecting with us. It's about us accepting ourselves enough and honoring ourselves enough that we can feel that innate and inevitable connection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what do you tell the folks that are listening today that go, you know what, this all sounds like a bunch of hooey. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that I can connect with spirit. I don't think I ever have, and I don't think I ever will.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that. I tried to be there for a while, too. Yes, I think that's okay. That's okay. And if you're not willing, then that's okay. Just be at peace with that and find joy. If joy comes through something other than what you call spirit, then allow that. Because really, we're all here to experience joy, and that's what spirit is. But if you're willing to consider that there is a spirit that connects us all. If you're open to receiving a feeling of being surrounded by angels, or if there's a desire within you to learn more about life beyond the physical, then just intend for that and open to that and read about it and feel your own emotions and start to get a sense of the spirit of life around you. You will be taught and you will be lovingly guided if you're willing. You don't have to believe, but you have to be willing. And from there, miracles happen. They truly do. But and no one has to be willing and no one has to be taught. As long as you're here in a place of peace and love and joy, then that's what spirit intends for all of us. Mm-hmm. And if you call it angels, you call it angels. And if you call it whatever you call it, the names and the labels don't matter. Mm-hmm. It's the experience of being connected that we're all here to share.
Oh, that's you know, well put, very well put. And, I think there's a lot of merit to that because I know that there are folks that are uncomfortable with the thought of, angels. I had a very dear friend who used to say to me, why would you, Pam, communicate with angels when you could communicate directly with God?
I agree. I agree. And I can definitely relate to that, too. So in those moments, when I hear that from others and when I've had that experience myself, I say, variety is the spice of life. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, if I'm looking at, making a decision, sometimes I like to talk to an expert in the field, and sometimes I may want to talk to my children, and then I want to get my husband's perspective. I think the more impressions that we get and the more willing we are to receive the knowledge and the perspectives and the vantage points and the views, then the more anchored we become in our decisions. So yes, talk to Jesus. I mean, talk to Jesus all the time and every day because Jesus is the master, he's the man. But it's also nice to feel that love and lightness of the angels. And it's great to get a good chuckle with your spirit guides. And it's nice to know that your parents are still there guiding you. It just enhances our experience as humans in this world that we're in when we not only connect with source, but when we allow for the beautiful shades of color and love that are there through the angels and guides and our human spirits and animals and nature. It's all good. It's all good.
Oh, it is absolutely all good. And I know we only have a couple more minutes left, and I would love listeners, what you have going on and what's in store for you next.
This weekend, I will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'm very excited for that. I'll be at the Unity Church in Tulsa. And there's information about that on my website. But at the church, I'll be doing a gallery presentation where I just select random members of the audience and deliver to them messages from their human spirits who've passed and from the archangels and whomever presents themselves to share in the message of love. I'm very, very much looking forward to that. I know there's been a lot of devastation with the storms. Yeah. So I feel it's really important to be there during this time just to bring that light and that joy that spirit can bring even in the midst of the recovery and the process of healing there. And then I'll be in St. Louis in July at the Soul Esteem Center there. And then I'll be in Kansas City presenting in August. So I am very diligent and very dedicated in sharing this gift of love and in allowing everyone to have a chance to access it. And I know it's not for everyone, but if you're curious and if you feel called and if you feel guided, if you think it could perhaps be for you, I welcome you. And I'm not here to convert anyone. I'm here just to open a door and to invite all who are willing to come to experience spirit and to feel the presence of love. That's why I'm here. So I hope that I can see each listener at some point in Tulsa, Kansas City, St. Louis, who knows, wherever I may go. I hope I'm going to be Hawaii.
That's
I'm going
awesome.
For Hawaii or, yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you, Stephanie. And by all means, everyone, please feel free to visit Stephanie's website. Absolutely. Angelsinsight.com. Stephanie, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing your gift and your amazing wisdom with the rest of us. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having the show, Pam. I commend you. This is very important work that you do. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And a big, huge thank you to all of you for tuning in, as well as to my producer, Nate, for always being here to help bring the show to each and every one of you, as well as to Brent Carey, the founder and visionary behind Empower Radio. Until next week, please keep amping up your attraction factor.